Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Sal Rita Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Welcome once again to the most delicious hour on radio. I am delighted that you have chosen to make us a part of your Saturday afternoon. And I am telling you what, we have a full hour of deliciousness lined up for you. We're going to be talking to some of the tastemakers all across Tucson. And in fact, someone up from Phoenix who's going to be calling in from the Arizona Strong Beer Festival. We're going to be talking about suds, and we're going to be talking about great food and some of the great chefs of this community that feed us with love and with intention. You know, normally we're broadcasting live from a different restaurant, bar, or pub, or lounge across Southern Arizona. Today, we decided to come back to the studio just to check on Mike and make sure he's okay. He gets the hardest job in the world. He has to be here while we're on remote, so he gets to hear us eating and hear us drinking and not being able to participate. But whenever we bring the show to the studio, his eyes light up. Anyway, as we scan the landscape of celebrity co-host, as we do each and every Saturday, you know, we put a lot of thought as to who occupies the coveted celebrity co-host seat each and every week. And it's been a long time since we've had our next guest on the show, and I'm eager to welcome her back to On the Menu Live. She's certainly no stranger to this audience. She's a food and travel writer extraordinaire, my good friend, Edie Girolam is back.
Hey there, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to see you back with the headset on, the microphone. You're unnatural.
You didn't tell me there wasn't going to be any food.
Oh, there's food.
Oh
yeah. Here's a little bit of a tease.
Oh, okay.
So executive chef Ken Harvey from Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, he's actually going to be joining us in the second half of the show.
Okay.
And if I know Ken, he's bringing food.
All right.
So you're in good shape.
I feel better.
So, you know, people have, of course, that listen to this show know of your work. You're one of the most well-read foodie journalists in town. You get to write for Tucson Guide all the way up to Sunset Magazine. And I just want to be you for like a weekend. I think you've got one of the greatest gigs in the world. But what's happening on the food news landscape these days?
Well, there are two stories that I did recently that were the most fun were the one that you mentioned for Sunset Magazine. I got to go to wine country and see what was new and exciting there. And
the Arizona wine country.
Arizona wine
Great.
Country. Yep. That's my beat is pretty much Arizona these days.
Right.
So.
Now, were you down Sonoyta Elgin out in Wilcox?
Yep, both.
Both.
I went to both. So
excellent.
That was a lot of fun.
Rough life, Edie.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you would have told me 20 years ago that we'd be talking about the great Arizona wine industry, I would have laughed at you.
Right?
Such great wines here.
It's crazy, but, you know, a lot of the grapes have been growing there for a long time, especially in the Wilcox area, but now they suddenly started having tasting rooms, too. So
exactly.
It's been very
fun. What are you writing about? I mean, are you able to give us a little bit of a tease on the story?
I can give you a little tease. There's one new cafe that I went to, Vineyard Cafe in Sonoyta, which was a lot of fun. A chef who was John Bolin. He went to the Culinary Institute.
Nice.
But he uses local ingredients, the chiltepines of the area and local chorizo. So he's bringing back, and he grew up in the area. So
beautiful.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Really nice. In the old, you know where Canelo was, on the main strip in Sonoyta?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and
so
he has a little bar where he has only, local wines and beers, so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that was
a
new discovery since the last time I was down there.
What are some of your favorite wineries down there? I know that's a very difficult question to ask,
but
I've got my favorites.
I'll
what about yours?
I'll just tell you what was new that I hadn't been to before. A place called Rune, and the winemaker, his name is James Callahan. He's young. He's been in Sonoma, and he makes wine for, I think he makes some wine for Pillsbury also, and
right.
They have great wines.
Sam
I love their,
yeah, love their whole
Symphony
story.
Wine,
yes.
One of my favorites. And so I tasted his wine, and he has these wines made with natural yeast, nothing that's...
Interesting.
So that's kind of fun, organic wines.
Everyone's got to find their unique, their unique pitch.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's hit it.
Yeah, so that's very cool. And the folks at Sand Reckoner, I met up with them in Wilcox. They're going to be opening a tasting room in Tucson.
That's big news.
That's big news.
You heard it. You heard it here first. This is great news. I love Sand Reckoner wines.
They're wonderful.
Ever since I tasted my first one, I love the Z. I love the W.
Yes.
So where do we know where the tasting room is going to be locally?
It's going to be near Barrio Brewery, I believe, in that warehouse district. But they haven't signed the lease yet. I just ran into Sarah at the big opening at Carriage House. There's so much happening with the UNESCO City of Gastronomy.
I just wrote about that, too.
And I know you talked about that a lot here. But
yeah, but the wine story, and that's coming up, you said, in Sunset Magazine.
Yes.
When are we going to be seeing that come out?
It's in the March issue. But, you know, there was a little teaser online, so it's a little confusing. It was already, somebody told me that they'd seen it, but without the pictures. But I know for sure it's going to be out soon on the newsstands, and it's in the March issue.
It's a great assignment to get, covering the Arizona wine industry. Yeah. Follow Edie wherever she goes, coming up in the March issue of Sunset Magazine.
Absolutely.
Now, a little bird told me recently that you've been eating some tacos lately.
Yes, that one is for Tucson Guide Magazine, and that story is coming out soon. And I visited five places, all of them wonderful. The two that are a lot of fun for people who haven't been to Tubac recently. There's a place called Dose that I didn't hear of. It's a Wisdom Cafe down in Tumacacori.
Yep.
It's an offshoot of that place, and the pastry chef is there, and she makes her own ice creams and wonderful taco fillings, and she's from Nogales, Sonora, and she has a lot of original recipes for her tacos. And so it's a little hole-in-the-wall, very colorful place called Dose. And then there's Elvira's.
Of course.
That's very exciting.
Iconic. Now, what sort of take on the tacos is your story? I mean, are you looking for fun, fascinating, fresh stories?
Just a lot of different places. And the one thing about, I mean, Elvira's is not your usual taco joint, but the thing about Elvira's is that they have that other places don't, is that they have wheat lacoche tacos.
Oh, the molded corn.
Corn
or the
fungus.
Corn fungus.
There's a nice way to say that. I
tell you what,
Deb
Tonino at Contigo had world-class wheat lacoche, and we're so excited that she's going to be opening up Contigo again at the La Paloma Resort. Hopefully she'll not fuss with the wheat lacoche and keep it on the menu.
Yes.
But any other taco? No, so you got the Dose. You've got Elvira's that we talked about. What other tacos did you enjoy?
Blanco has an amazing selection of tacos.
As always. Love Blanco.
You know, it was kind of like, let's do a few locations around town. So there was that in Boca, which is always wonderful.
Maria is a hero. Yeah,
Maria's and Reforma.
Reforma there in St. Phyllis Plaza. Boy, you're nailing all of the top tacos.
Yeah, and another tough job.
Yeah. But I mean, we've got tacos and surround sound here in Southern Arizona, but you get the assignment from Tucson Guide.
Yeah.
Go find some cool taco stories, and you're writing them, and that's going to be in the upcoming issue of Tucson Guide?
It is. Mm-hmm, the spring-summer issue, so that's going to be coming up soon.
And when you're not drinking wine and when you're not eating tacos, you're actually writing a book, Edie Girolam.
I am writing a memoir. Last year, I did a Kickstarter. And this memoir has been on my back burner for a long time. And it's about my life as a travel writer and editor in New York and London and on the road in lots of places around the world. And the title is...
Here we go. This is my favorite part. Go ahead. Hit it, Edie.
It's called Getting Naked for Money.
Getting Naked for Money, ladies and gentlemen.
Accidental Travel Writer Reveals All.
Okay, so now...
Why?
Where did the name come from?
Okay, this is based on the fact that I actually got an assignment from More Magazine, one of the more popular women's magazines, kind of a glossy, to go to a nudist resort in Palm Springs. And it was an undercover and uncovered assignment. I had to go there and take my clothes off. So
oh, my goodness.
It was a crazy story.
Anything for the story, Edie.
Anything for the
You're
story.
You're a team player. When can we expect to see that book published?
Well, I'm just about finishing the first really good draft, so I'm hoping for the summer. And there is a great wine country promotion associated with that. And it is, I went to AZ Hops and Vines as part of the story. And I love that place. The gals there, two sisters who run it, they're so much fun. And one of them there, Shannon, asked me what I was up to, and I said, told her about the book. She said, we have to do a wine in honor of that. So there's going to be a label.
Perfect. Getting naked. Oh, I could just see it right now.
And I just figured out what it's going to be. It's going to be a blush.
We're talking to Edie Girolam, our celebrity co-host for the full hour here for the most delicious hour on radio. Edie, thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us. We're going to keep the show going right after this commercial break. We're going to take a quick break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Steve McFate up from the Fate Brewing Company in Scottsdale. He's going to be talking about what his plans are for the big Tucson craft beer crawl that's coming up next Saturday. You do not want to miss one delicious sip. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210 with my celebrity co-host, a writer covering the food and travel scene right here in Arizona, Edie Girolam. Always fun having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's always fun being here.
I tell you what, well, there's a guy up in Phoenix who's having a lot of fun today. And, you know, you got to hand it to this guy because he's busy. He's actually at the Arizona Strong Beer Festival as we talk, and he found a little bit of time out of his busy schedule to call in because he's going to be a big part of the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl that's coming up next Saturday. And without any further ado, I welcome to the show from Fate Brewing Company in Scottsdale our friend Steve McFate. Steve, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you guys for having me on.
I mean, what a spectacular day for the Arizona Strong Beer Festival. Are you just going crazy up there?
I tell you what, it's incredible. I've been so this is our fourth year attending as a vendor or a brewery. I've never seen such a big crowd. The footprint has grown every year. This year, it's amazing. It could actually turn into a couple day festival. Almost too many fantastic beers to be able to get to try in a day. It's an amazing day. It is a little warm, I will tell you that. So everybody's, gets a little extra water, too.
That's right. How many people you figure are out there today, Steve?
You know, somebody was asking earlier, and I am a horrible judge at that, and I haven't heard anything from the promoters themselves, our guild, Arizona Craft Brewers Guild. But my best guess, there's got to be at least 5,000-6,000 people at least.
Big. Big. A lot of beer.
It's really big.
A lot of beer. Well, we just love Fate. I'm actually wearing my Fate Brewing Company t-shirt. I mean, I had to make this as an authentic experience. Every time we come up to Scottsdale, it would be remiss if we didn't swing by and have a couple of beers there at Fate. But you are bringing Fate down to Tucson for the second annual Tucson Craft Beer Crawl happening on Saturday, February the 20th, downtown Tucson. I want to remind all of our listeners, please, this event sold out very quickly last year. You need to get your tickets today. Go to TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com and get your tickets. Now, Steve, you're going to be coming down here to join the madness here next Saturday. And our listeners want to know, what suds are you bringing down, man?
All right. So some expectations. Let's get them out. We did a collaboration beer with Papago Brewing Company, which is one of our neighbors at our South Scottsdale location. They're literally a couple blocks away. We collaborated on a sour beer, and it's a sour version of their orange blossom. So let me give you a quick description. It's an American wheat-based beer, soured with a yogurt culture, lactobacillus.
Wow.
Big technical term, but that's what's going to cause the souring on it. We infused 10 pounds of Seville orange zest on it and some vanilla bean. It is by far today's most popular beer. So anyway, we're going to have that down there. Super proud of that beer. As long as you love sours, it's a really, really fun beer. Have fun with that.
Sounds gorgeous.
Yes, we'll do our Fatality, which is our big IPA. Clocks in just a little over 7%. Mm. All premium hops on it, Mosaic, Centennial, Simcoe, and Citra. You can count on just lots of flavor on it. The 7% is totally hidden on it, so it's a very easy drinking on the higher end of an IPA. We have a rum barrel-aged porter that will be coming down as well.
Oh, my! Did you say rum barrel-aged?
Yes.
Beautiful.
So Nicaraguan rum barrels and an imperial porter that's been sitting in for, about 6 months now. And, again, it's one of the festival beers today, having good feedback on that. Really delicious beer. So those are a couple, three that you can count on for sure. And then we'll probably sneak in a couple skinny little kegs of a few other things and keep things interesting and maybe a little surprising.
Well, I tell you what, if one of those surprises, and I hope I'm not going to blow it, one of the anchor beer experiences for the Fate Brewing Company is the Candy Bar Milk Stout. Now, you knew I had to bring it up, Steve.
If
I'm like a good boy and it's just between us, you know, don't tell anybody else, but if I come up to your booth there at the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl, will you just sort of give me a wink to let me know if you got the Candy Bar Milk Stout?
So, okay, now the cat's out of the bag. No, there's a very good chance that there could be a small little keg of that. We reserved one for this event, and gosh, I think there probably might be one other hidden around. It's our seasonal release. Everybody gets excited about it. It is a really, really wonderful beer. Basically a milk stout brewed with coconut, roasted peanuts, a bunch of roasted peanuts, vanilla beans. It's a wonderful beer. Might see that there.
I mean, that's like a Snickers bar, a liquid Snickers bar, yeah. Edie. Have you ever had the candy bar milk stout?
No.
Just absolutely gorgeous. Okay, well, I'm going to be hanging out of the Fate Brewing Company booth, doing a little crawling.
I know where I'm going to go now.
Exactly. Again, February the 20th, downtown Tucson. There's going to be brewers from all over the state and the Southwest. You get your ticket, you get your wristband, you get your glass, and you just sort of make your own crawl. You map your own crawl. You go around to different venues downtown and really make it all about the experience that you want. Stop and get a bite to eat and then pick up your crawl a little bit later. Steve McFate is going to be, his team is going to be down here, and he's going to be delivering, I think, a great landscape of beers. I mean, there's something there, Steve, for every personality and every palate. Now, people don't necessarily have to go up to Scottsdale if they want a Fate experience. You've actually got some bars down here in Tucson that have got Fate regularly around the calendar.
Yeah, well, we're trying to. We're slowly but surely getting some beer out here and there. Right now, 1702 has some of our beer, Tucson Hop Shop, Tap and Barrel, Hermanos, all this week, a decent selection of our beer. So people that haven't had a chance to try us before, we're on. And then we're going to make a bigger commitment. We have more tanks coming in April. Once those tanks arrive and we get our production back up, we're going to make a solid commitment to be down in your market more often, which is super fun. Almost all of our beer is literally just served in our pub right now, and we thought, what a fun thing to do is to actually go into a market where technically nobody knows about us. So anyway, it'll be fun.
We're going
to
love it. Now, if there's anybody that does want to have a fate experience while they're up in the Valley of the Sun, remind all of our listeners exactly where the brewery is.
All right. So we have two locations. Both are in Scottsdale, one in southern Scottsdale, one in north. So the South Scottsdale Brewery, which is the bigger of the two, is located on Scottsdale Road just south of McDowell. And then our North Brewery, which is our original one, it's a great little neighborhood spot, little 50-seat operation and a tiny little brewery. That's at Scottsdale Road, Shea Boulevard, just east of Scottsdale Road. Please check us out. And most importantly, too, on the crawl, we're so happy to be the benefactor of the Watershed Program. Super happy to be involved with it.
Well, I can't wait to see you and your team down here again Saturday, February the 20th, for the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. Steve, we love everything that you guys are about up there. We love fate. Now, get back to work, man. I mean, you got 1,000 people in line at the Arizona Strong Beer Festival. I really appreciate your taking time out of your busy day to talk to us, and we're looking forward to seeing the guys from fate next week.
Thank you so much for having me.
Steve McFate from Fate Brewing Company. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Chef Albert Hall is bringing us back third Sundays. And he's going to be talking about his lineup as we get into the spring months. And he's always got great events going on up at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. We're going to take one quick break. Albert Hall is with us on the other side. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are making our way through the most delicious hour on radio, and part of the deliciousness is our celebrity co-host. She's a food and travel writer. She writes for publications from Tucson Guide all the way up to Sunset Magazine and beyond. Edie Girolam is back with us.
Thank you for having me, Matt, as always.
Well, there's our next guest, Edie, is certainly no stranger to our audience. In fact, whenever I'm out of town, I always call Chef Albert Hall to host this show in my absence because he's got a great following, he's got a great radio presence, and he's a fantastic world-class celebrated chef. Absolutely. And he's doing some stuff up at Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails, called Third Sundays, and when you hear about what he has up his sleeve, you will take a big red X and mark every third Sunday off on your calendar. Chef Albert Hall, what's going on, brother?
How's everybody doing?
We are rocking here. We got Edie Girolam here. I mean, Executive Chef Ken Harvey from Lowe's Ventana Canyon just rolled in. We're going to be talking to him in a bit. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, Albert.
No kidding. Hi, Edie.
Hey, Albert. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. Thanks. Yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff going on at Acacia. You know, this weekend's real busy, Matt, with Valentine's Day and everything. You know, the way that it fell, it falls on Sunday this year. So people, I think, are kind of getting it because they're going, well, maybe we shouldn't go out on Sunday. Maybe we should go out on Friday or Saturday.
Right, right.
And, I mean, this is a great thing. So in response to it being on Sunday, we've decided that we're going to run our Valentine's Sweetheart menu Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we've been real busy this weekend, and I'm real, real happy about that.
A lot of two tops at Acacia all weekend.
Yeah, plus the Gem and Mineral Show is winding up its annual visit to Tucson.
I tell you what, this is a season that we just love here in Southern Arizona, and we're going to love Third Sundays at Acacia. I was on your website, acaciatucson.com, not too long ago, and I was happy to see, Albert Hall, that you're actually bringing Paul Elliott back to town.
You know, Paul's an old friend of ours, and I know Paul from the days where he would perform over at Fuego, and I love Paul. I love the music that he does. Lila and I decided, wouldn't it be fun to just pick out an entertainer for the third Sunday of the month, and you know, and kind of mix it up. So for February, and this is next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, we're going to be having Paul Elliott, and of course, you know, he's going to be doing the music of Sinatra and Dean Martin and Tony Bennett and Bobby Darin, and it's a great throwback show. He's the quintessential lounge singer, if you will.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, I remember going back to the old Fuego days in the Chipolata Lounge. He would actually perform there, and I tell you what, if you're a fan, as Albert said, of Sinatra, the old Rat Pack kind of style,
he's great.
He is. It's a dead ringer. I mean, he sounds exactly, and he works the room, and he's got such a great personality. And you're kind of putting a dinner show experience together for this, right, Albert?
We are. What we've done is we've created a 4-course dinner. So it's dinner and a show. It's $60 a person. It's like probably the best value in entertainment that you'll come across anywhere. So we're doing Paul on the third Sunday in February, and also the third Sunday in March. These shows start at 6:00. You know, if you want to come early, have a cocktail and maybe hobnob with Paul before the show, that would be great. You know, but we also, and I don't know if you've been to any of the Mr. Bing shows.
Oh, I haven't yet. You're sort of weaving that into the Acacia lineup as well, right?
Well, we are. And actually, in April, on the 17th of April, we'll be doing a show by Mr. Bing. And what that is, it's basically a sound of the sounds of yesterday's favorites. It's a cabaret experience. So kind of another type of a dinner show that's going to be featuring local artists and musicians performing songs from the American Songbook.
Oh, how fun. That sounds great. And again, yeah. So we got the third Sunday in February, which is just a week from tomorrow. You've got the Paul Elliott dinner show. You got the third Sunday in March. Paul comes back for a repeat performance at Acacia. And then on April the 17th, you've got the Mr. Bing show. I mean, entertainment really is becoming part of that Anchor Acacia experience, Albert.
You know, we love it, and our guests seem to love it, too. We like to mix it up to keep it fresh. And, it's been real popular so far.
And these are 4-course meals that you're putting together for all three of these?
Yeah, real nice stuff, too.
That sounds great. You know, you and Brian are rock stars, I love coming in there and, you know, seeing Lila, the first beautiful face that you see when you walk through the door. That gorgeous view. Actually, the view out the window is nice, too. I'm sorry, Albert. Oh, beautiful wife. And you know, Brian is a culinary rock star in his own right. You know, Kendra behind the bar. Everybody, we just love the Acacia experience. Now, are people going to need reservations for these dinner shows? I would imagine that they'd want to get this done in advance of the events themselves.
You know, it's the first come, first serve. We don't overbook it. You know, we limit it to about 60 people, so it's the first 60 that make a reservation for this. If you want to get a hold of us for some more information and maybe to make a reservation, you can give us a call at 232-0101.
232-0101 and acaciatucson.com. Now, how are you guys going to be celebrating spring? And then, gosh, summer's right around the corner, man.
Well, you know, we've got all kinds of stuff planned. You probably should just let me have a whole show to do that.
That can be arranged. That means I got to go out of town, though. Or do a staycation at Los Ventana Canyon. One of those will work. But anyway, Albert Hall at Acacia Tucson. Make sure you go on his website. The calendar is constantly revised and refreshed. Always something fun going on there. It's one of the great happy hour places in town as well. You know, Nancy and I just had dinner there last week, and it really is top to bottom a great experience, really, in surround sound. So Albert Hall from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, thanks so much for everything you do. And again, third Sunday in February, third Sunday in March. Paul Elliott Dinner Shows. You do not want to miss this. It's a lot of fun. It's got date night written all over it. And anyway, happy Valentine's Day to you and to Lila. And please give her a kiss for us.
Thanks, Matt. Edie, good to hear your voice. And Harvey, I love you. I know you're in there.
There he is. Oh, look at him blush. You've made
so,
him blush.
So nice. Love is in the air.
That really is. Albert, thanks so much, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors without whom we certainly would not be able to broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock. But when we come back, you heard a little bit of a tease. You heard the voice. You heard the well-known, all-admired, respected, and loved voice of Executive Chef Ken Harvey from Lowe's Ventana Canyon. And whenever Ken is in the house, it is a party. And that rhymes with Harvey. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back on the other side. Stick around.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. You're listening to the most delicious hour on radio, and we are so glad that you have chosen to make us a part of your Saturday. What a gorgeous day it is out there. I'm getting tweets and I'm getting texts from my family members who live in the Washington, D.C. area, reminding me that the high, I think, today is going to be about 23. So Edie Girolam, our celebrity co-host, we've spent some time back east ourselves. We love February yes. in Tucson.
Oh, yes, we do. I have my tiny violin out for all my friends back east.
Now, in case any of our listeners want to follow you, track you, find out when your book is going to be coming out, find out what you're up to, is there a place online where they can find you?
Well, I have Twitter, Edie Girolam, and I have a Facebook page for Getting Naked for Money. So.
Yes, go at your own risk. You know, there will be a day when if you Google Getting Naked for Money, your book will come up. That's
absolutely
the idea. Because
that
we don't like what's up there
before
now.
Before then, yeah, I don't. But I have the domain name.
Okay, great. Well, Getting Naked yes. for Money is going to be coming out. When did you say?
In the summertime. Before the summer.
It's going to be a great memoir, yeah. Great stories. And knowing Edie Girolam, it's just there's going to be a great tale.
There are a lot.
That's a horrible pun. I apologize, Edie. But anyway, where do we go for the? Where's the segue? Ken Harvey is going to save this show. Anyway, he is one of our absolute favorite people in the galaxy. He is the executive chef at Lowe's Ventana Canyon and Iron Man extraordinaire. Our good friend Ken Harvey. Ken, how you doing, brother?
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for pulling me outside and getting me in this beautiful weather today down here.
I gotta. Our friends and our followers know your story very well. You know, the most physically fit chef in all of the galaxy. Iron Man extraordinaire. Now, did you run from Lowe's Ventana down here to Broadway and Country Club to be on the show?
My car died, so I actually pulled my car.
So you get to go to Lowe's Ventana Canyon every day and call it work, for crying out loud.
You know, it's one of the most pleasurable things that I do is when you actually get to wake up and go to work and see the mountains and pull around the corner and see the hotel, you know, work's... work's a bonus for me. You know, it's about driving in and feeling excited still every day.
I love it. You know, I was just telling Edie that I was doing a little show prep there today a couple of hours ago. I was lounging by the Lowe's pool because I'm a card-carrying member of the Lowe's Lakeside Spa. But Nancy and I always have such a great time. You know, we only live about a mile away from the property, but it doesn't matter how close or how far you live. Whenever you drive up that drive and you're sort of welcomed by the open arms of Lowe's, you are just feel like you're in a totally different place.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting for us. It's beautiful. It's scenic. It's majestic. It's part of the desert. And, you know, now we just refresh in the hotel, so we spent, you know, a little chunk of change on there.
A little chunk of change.
And we're looking fresh and exciting, and we're ready. You know, it's exciting for us.
Now, last time you were on the show, I believe we actually did a live broadcast from Lowe's. It was against the backdrop of my 30th high school reunion. You guys even made a cocktail in honor of that moment. I'm a Saguaro Cougar. You made the Cougarita.
That's right.
It was a lot of fun. It was red and blue, just like the colors. Always have such a great time up there. But when you were on the show, Ken, you were telling us about the plans for this renovation property-wide. Fast forward now to February. My gosh, what a change.
Fast track, yeah. So we refreshed all the guest rooms, all the public space, the ballrooms, the pool furniture, and we're still waiting on two restaurants, but we're gonna do that in the summertime.
So, fans of the Flying V, now I would imagine, now Edie, when I wanted to have Ken on, I wanted him to talk about Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And we're not gonna talk about Valentine's Day because they're sold out for Valentine's Day. What a surprise that is. But fans of Flying V, you know, Rockstar, his whole team out there, we love the Flying V. Is actually going to be refreshed that space as well?
Our Flying V is, it's scheduled for June, July this summer. So we're looking at a full kitchen and front of the house renovation. So that's unusual.
Great. Who's running the shop over there in the kitchen?
So we have a chef named Paulo. Paulo came to Coronado. He's a exec sous in one of our fine dining restaurants in Coronado. Transferred out about a year ago. Super creative from Sao Paulo, Brazil. So
I told him, you know what? Don't do any. You bring a fresh chef in. Sometimes the menu rotates. There's a seasonal adjustment to the menu, and Chef Ken Harvey knows there's one thing on the Flying V menu that he dare not take off the menu.
Guacamole.
And there's two things that you dare not take
off
the menu.
There's about a dozen things, the guacamole, ribs and guac.
The ribs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like they're like Fred Flintstone ribs. And the way they're plated, I mean, you guys take it, you take your job seriously because the presentation, the aesthetic of the dish, and we're talking ribs for crying out loud, but you even plate ribs beautifully.
Man, you know, it's exciting for us, and it's good to be a part of the community. And, you know, for so long, I'm pushing 10 years and 2 months at Lowe's.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Just to carry on that tradition and keep energy and life going in that hotel and in that restaurant's awesome. We got a refresh coming June, July. We're going to, you know, we're going to stay true to our roots.
Open?
We're going to probably maybe move it up to the Ventana room. So maybe bring that experience back for a month or two. So
wow.
Great idea.
Yeah. So.
Oh, we loved that space upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes total sense.
Yep. So we're going to relocate the restaurant. We're going to renovate the V, and then we'll come back with a new kind of, you know, modern approach to everything that we've been doing great for so long.
Nice. And what does that renovation for the Flying V look like? I mean, is it going to resemble the Flying V that we know and love, or is this a wholesale transformation?
You know, what's really important to us is that building. The building's special. It's not only special to us, but it's special. You know, designed around nature, one of the first architecturally green hotels ever constructed. You know, it's in the community for 32 years.
Right.
We're going to leave the bones of the building the same. We're just going to jump on board with where we need to be on trend.
I'm so excited to see what you guys have planned for that. I mean, I would have asked you to bring architectural renderings and then the whole plan, but you ran here. You didn't have you couldn't carry those here.
That's right.
But anyway, well, we were talking to our good friend Steve McFate from the Fate Brewing Company. Up in Scottsdale, this is the season for great suds. And you're a beer guy in your own right. You've got some great relationships with some great local brewers. And you guys have put together this super cool concept called Casks and Cooks. And I'm so upset because I think the two that you've done, I've been out of town or something. So I am like literally putting these on my calendar now, and
awesome.
Nothing is going to keep me away from Casks and Cooks. So what do you got planned?
Good. Thanks, Matt. Well, we've had really good success with the Blues Brews and Barbecue Brunch, which is our local commitment to the community for a barbecue brunch that's surrounded and focused on local ingredients and craft beer.
Yep.
So out of that, we created this kind of offshoot spin for the chefs. You know, we want to have a really good time and do stuff that's super unusual and creative. So we started pairing up with Dragoon. We're in our seventh beer dinner now. So
oh
it started
gosh.
Out as it was called the beer dinner, the beer garden. And then it's kind of evolved. Right. You know, it's evolved on and on. So now we're actually bringing the brewers into the kitchen and consolidating menus and recipes and doing cask beer.
Oh.
It's pretty incredible. You know, what I would explain it is an exciting night that's under the stars. It's open fire cooking. It's really interactive. It's all about craft pairing and brewing. So, for an example, you would sit down and we would walk with the brewers and the chefs through each station. Each chef has a beer that they build a menu on. So, for example, we would take an IPA from Dragoon, you know, something that's super hoppy. They describe it as a California style hoppy IPA. And right. What we would do is pair that with extremely hot, like beer brined ribs and a soft cornbread. And we would cook with it, pair with
gosh.
It, you know, and we, each station is focused around one of the craft beers.
And you're doing that in the Coyote Corral, right? Or you did the last one there? Or?
So the last one was a collaboration with 1055, Pueblo Vida, and Dragoon.
Right.
And we actually set up Argentinian-style, you know, spits and hung meat from racks.
I just saw the picture. Wow. Now, when you say hang meat, you're literally hanging meat, Chef Ken Harvey.
So we constructed this dome of fire. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's about 6 feet tall, had about 12 posts on it, and we lit the ground on fire underneath of it and basically hung and suspended meats from stainless steel braided wire and cooked this stuff for 8 to 12 hours over open fire.
I can imagine when you're interviewing your next chef. Now, talk to me about your meat suspension strategies.
Yeah.
You know, these are very we take these things very seriously. We're suspending meat, for crying out loud.
Yeah, one of the requisitions, you know, that you have to – have to cook at Lowe's is you can't have long hair with hairspray. You got to get right in there.
So the next Casks and Cooks is coming up, when is it, June 11th?
Yeah, so we have one scheduled for June 11th, and then we're going to do a second one in September. We only take 150 seats. Mm. It's $55 per person, and that's all you can eat, all you can drink, no time limit. You know, it's a really involved pairing dinner. It's an event. You know, you'll want to get a room in the hotel. You'll want to wake up the next day and experience our blues, brews, and barbecue brunch. It's kind of like a barbecue overload.
Well, there's no such thing as a bar. That's like, you know, it's an oxymoron.
I have a question. Are you going to do any more tequila dinners? I went to a couple of those.
So we don't have anything planned.
Okay.
With the renovation and everything that's going on in the hotel, we were kind of stepping back from these things that we mm-hmm. do. But once we get finished with it, so August, we'll re-strategize and refocus our experience.
I'm putting in a bid for those. Those
good.
Are great.
Good, oh, and it'll be in good. A fresh restaurant, too.
I'm gonna take you back to the all-you-can-eat and all-you-can-drink part, Chef Ken Harvey, because I don't think you know who you're dealing with. Now, when someone says to Matt Russell, all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink, and no time limit, my goodness, are you ready for me?
That's it. You know, we also pair up with a local blues artist, Tom Walbank.
Oh, he's great. So, he blows that harp.
Oh, man.
He opened up for B.B. King at the Fox, so when I saw him last, what an entertainer he is.
Yes, sir. He's incredibly talented. So it's barbecue, it's beer, it's pairings, it's craft. I mean, it's an endless array of food.
And what's the price on that?
$55.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
And you're keeping the guest list down to a manageable. So you're not, you know, standing in line for half an hour to get a beer or anything like that. And you really, it's this there's an intimacy associated with it.
Yeah, it's really all about the guests this night. And, you know, it's for us, it's about the chefs that night because we want to do stuff that's for the local community. And we want to, you know, we have a good presence in the community with the brunch and with the Flying V. And this is another opportunity for a hotel to draw in the local crowd. And that's the real challenging thing.
Yeah, I tell you, and when you're bringing these brewers in to the experience at the beginning, you're not just saying, okay, here's my dish and just pair a beer with it. You know, if you think about it, the brewers, they approach the art and craft of brewing almost like a chef would approach the culinary arts. I mean, it's many of the same kinds of things happening with some of these great local brewers.
These creative, you know, geniuses that are brewing beer might as well be, you know, gastronomies of food. I mean, they're just,
right.
They are just taking it to the next level. And you see it all around. I mean, we were just talking about the peanut-infused, you know, beer that they're doing in Phoenix today.
That's right, yeah.
So, I mean, just look at it. And what's good for us is it gives us a chance to come together and collaborate and build relationships and partnerships in the community. You know, at Lowe's, we focus on craft beer, craft pairing, and open fire cooking. And that's something that we do really well in the hotel.
And you can, I mean, you can smell it. Like, I live, as I said, about a mile from the property, and I know it's Sunday when the smoke begins to rise. Now, Chef talked about
Blues, Bruised, and Barbecue, which I think, you know, I wrote about that because it's in my Inside Tucson Business column, because I think it's just so fascinating because you're sort of, you're redefining what a Sunday brunch really should be all about. Like I say, it's like a harpist's lament. You know, there's like a record number of underemployed harpists in town for that resort brunch experience on Sunday. Chef says, no, this is a kickback, casual encounter. And you're not the only one that is saying great things about this brunch. You're getting some national attention on this brunch as well.
Yeah, this year we got rated our second year in a row for top 100 brunches in America.
Unbelievable.
And wow. The only one in the state of Arizona.
Okay, now there's a lot of brunches, Edie Girolam.
Yes, there are.
And we have our favorites. Yes. But there's only one in the entire state that's on the list of the top 100 in the country, and it's right here at Lowe's.
Yeah, let me give you a little taste of what's to come. You know, Valentine's Day is very busy at the hotel. We're sold out in every area, and tomorrow we'll do 500 covers for brunch.
Wow.
500.
500.
And again, it's casual.
Well, you gotta know that what you're walking into is craft beer, open fire cooking, and a unique experience. What's really exciting about this brunch is everything's cooked right in front of you by chefs. Mm. Served by chefs, cooked by chefs, interaction. It's uncharacteristic of anything you've ever seen before. It's outside. It's with the mountain views. We have great music. What I like to say is we tear down the walls. You know, come in flip-flops, come in a suit.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, wear white so we can get barbecue sauce all over.
And you will. Trust me. I speak from experience.
Yes, me too.
The first time I went to that brunch, I thought it was just going to be, you know, three or four different barbecue items, live blues music, and beer. I was completely surprised the first time I went, because everything that you know about sort of the more conventional sort of brunch experience is also happening at the same time. I mean, how many items?
Yeah, let me just, you know, you can walk through it real quick. We have 60 feet of dessert. We have charcuterie, cheese, salmon, sushi, omelets, waffles, pancakes. We have cheese. We have, you know, anything that you're looking for on a brunch, it's there. We have mimosas. There's three craft beers on tap. Again, you know, it's make yourself happy on that Sunday. That's what we're there for.
There's, you even have great grilled vegetables.
That's true. And that's a really big part that I was going to say. You know, all the stuff inside is traditional. What's outside is untraditional. Mm-hmm. It's cooked to order, off the grill, smoked, roasted, grilled. There's kegs of beer to pair with it. The chefs are very experienced with the beer and the pairing. And then there's an entire section that's devoted to vegans. And that's really unusual. So we get a plot of food from Sleeping Frog Farms. We use a local farmer in Wilcox. So all the vegetarian stuff is cooked to order right off the grill. So whether it's meat or vegetables, there's something for everybody.
Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Brunch every Sunday at Lowe's. And how much are you charging for this brunch?
It's $42.
Okay, so there he goes again.
Deal. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, 60 feet of desserts. I'd pay $42 for 60 feet of desserts. And then you tempt me with some of this honest-to-goodness, real sort of craft barbecue the way it was supposed to be, and just talk a little bit about the barbecue lineup outside.
Yeah, so when you go outside, we do a lot of everything served in cast iron. It's cooked off mesquite grill. It's super incredible. We're doing like a chorizo smashed potato. We're doing prosciutto and serrano mac and cheese. We're doing roasted carrots and root vegetables right now because it's supposed to be winter. It doesn't feel like it, but we are. There's two kinds of fish, so we're grilling yellowtail and salmon off the grill, and they're both marinated with whatever's in the moment for us. We're also doing pulled pork. There's pulled beef. There's pork ribs. There's lamb. There's prime rib. It just goes on and on. There's green chili cornbread, Sonoran dogs, three craft beers. Right now it's Dragoon, so it's IPA, Session, and the Ojo Blanco.
And you finish a beer and you want another one? They just...
Yeah, you know,
you get
another one. Well, yeah, it's serve yourself. You know, you come up and the chefs pour your beer for you. So, you know, the good thing is when you get too tired and sleepy, we have a room for you, too.
And one of the new refurbished, reimagined rooms there at Lowe's, I had a little sneak peek by you several months ago, showing me sort of this is sort of the model room. This is what it's going to look like. And I mean, I honest to goodness, chef, I didn't know what to say, because it's just this fresh feel, which is going to be beautiful for travelers, for people, for staycations, whether you're on a business trip, whether you're just doing a romantic weekend.
You know, they say you eat with your eyes before you taste. You know, that's the first thing that happened. And it's the same when you walk into a property. You know, when you walk into a hotel or a restaurant, you're going to evaluate that restaurant based off the look.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a great thing going for us at the hotel with the culinary scene up there. But, you know, now we even have a more amazing hotel, you know. So the hotel's done. The restaurants will be done this summer. You know, it just doesn't stop for us.
It never does. It never stops for Ken Harvey, if you can catch him. Ken never stops. I mean, anyway, thanks for everything that you do in this community. We're going to take a quick commercial break after our trivia question, but we also want to come back and talk about Desert Cooking Camp. That's coming up as well.
That is.
Always a lot of fun. Have you thought about what a fun question would be to ask our listeners today? Now, I understand, Chef, that the first person to send us a note with the right answer to the trivia question is going to get...
brunch for two.
Okay, right there. So this Brews, Blues, and Barbecue brunch that you just heard Chef Ken Harvey talk about, he is going to treat you to brunch for two. That is an $84 experience, and you're going to get it complimentary from the very gifted and talented hands of Chef Ken Harvey. So what's a good question to ask our listeners today?
Well, if you were paying attention, Matt alluded to the restaurant manager in the Flying V. Do you know the name of the restaurant manager of our Flying V Bar and Grill?
Oh, he's going to be so excited that you asked that question. Okay, what is the name of the restaurant manager at the Flying V at Lowe's Ventana Canyon? If you think you know the answer, send us a note right now on themenulive at gmail.com. Again, on themenulive at gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get brunch for two at the award-winning Blues Brews and Barbecue Brunch at Lowe's Ventana Canyon. We're going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to close it out because the school is being called into session. Desert Cooking Camp is coming up in August, and you have to enroll. You're listening to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of Power Talk 1210 with my celebrity co-host, food and travel writer and editor extraordinaire, Edie Girolam is back with us.
Thank you again for having me. It's
so much fun. So much fun having you on. Follow Edie Girolam on every social media property you can imagine. Find out when her book, Getting Naked for Money, is coming out. She's writing for Sunset Magazine, a great story about the Arizona wine experience. She's writing for Tucson Guide, some great tacos stories coming out. Follow Edie wherever she takes you. We're back with our featured guest, the executive chef at Lowe's Ventana Canyon. Ken Harvey is back with us. Always fun having you on the show, brother.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So we got classes being called into session, Chef, on August the 6th. We've got Desert Cooking Camp again. This is always a ton of fun.
This is our fifth year of doing Desert Cooking Series, so this is exciting for us. You know, we pair up with TOCA, the Tohono O'odham Community Action, and we really get involved. What we do have is 100 acres of property at Lowe's Ventana Canyon. So on those 100 acres of property, you know, we have saguaros, we have prickly pears, we have tons of mesquite trees. You know, we have prickly pears everywhere.
Right.
So we thought, you know, what? Who doesn't want to come in and learn how to cook with native ingredients? From a guest to a local, you know, everybody's interested in what we can do. You know, the big thing right now, I think, in culinary is foraging. This is foraging. You know, you think maybe mountains and you know, trees and pine trees and high elements, and you know, we just don't have that here. So what we do is we take guests out on this desert cooking camp, and we really walk through the property and tell them how to properly pick and harvest fruit from the property. And I think that's a big deal. You know, most people go out and they'll knock something off or just break it off, and it's really important that we take care of the property so things rebuild and come back. So what's exciting for us is we built this class now. Last year we did one class per month. And this year, we've consolidated all the classes into one camp.
Okay, great.
Exactly. So we're going to have 3 to 5 chefs around the hotel, and we're going to basically take groups of 50. We're going to take 150 guests, and we're going to walk these guests around property with each chef, and we'll come back. So the way it's going to be coursed is Krista Owens is our pastry chef, so she'll finish everybody off with barrel cactus fruit, which everybody sees, but nobody really knows how to use.
Yep.
And she'll also do saguaro fruit. And we'll finish with desserts. So we'll start off with apps, we'll go to entrees, and we'll finish with desserts. So, you know, hopefully you get into class where you're getting desserts first and salads last. But what it is, it's a great interactive piece for Lowe's Ventana Canyon to get our local community or our guests out and really get interactive in nature and find out how to cook with certain desert ingredients.
And celebrate this sense of place. I mean, we're in the Sonoran Desert. Let's really work with the desert. And you're actually going out and you're pulling, you know, mesquite pods out of the trees and actually, you know, plucking the fruit off the prickly pear. This is like a totally, you know, immersive and experiential thing. Again, Desert Cooking Camp, August 6th. This is going to be a sellout, obviously. How can people sign up for this?
Yeah, so you just go to the hotel. You know, you can call 299-2020 or you can go to Lowe's Ventana Canyon website. You know, another great source to get a hold of anything that's going on in the hotel is social media, or we have a great concierge. And they can connect you with anything, food and beverage, that we're doing in the hotel. So if you ever are looking for something to do, just call 299-2020. Ask to speak with the concierge, and they can direct you to any kind of a food experience that you'd like.
That's a great resource. You know, and it's just there's never anything other than just magnificence at Lowe's. I'm there every Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock in the morning at the gym. And I say, you're there every day, but it's work for you. Work for me, too, at the gym.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we love Lowe's. We love you, Ken Harvey. And we're just so excited about all the change that is happening up at Lowe's while preserving what it is, the spirit of Lowe's that we have come to love. I want to get out there as soon as that Flying V renovation is done and actually see what creativity looks like when people sit around the table and say, how are we going to refresh this space?
Oh, I'm excited.
A lot of fun. Anyway, Chef Ken Harvey from Lowe's Ventana Canyon, I really appreciate everything you've done. And come on back again.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Edie Girolam, the time goes so fast. This really does need to be a two-hour show.
It really does.
Okay, so Getting Naked for Money is going to be coming out
this summer. I'll keep you all posted.
Yep, follow her on Facebook. And then you have a website as well, don't you?
I do, ediegirolam.com.
ediegirolam.com, and that's ediegirolim.com. And you can find out everything that Edie is doing, what she's eating, what she's drinking, not necessarily in that order. But anyway, always a lot of fun having you on the show.
Thanks again.
So we also should really take some time to thank our sponsors, without whom we simply would not be able to do this each and every week. Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Tucson Foodie, the Tucson Originals, Entourage Transportation, Gourmet Air, And of course, this little PR firm outlet called Russell Public Communications. Of course, without them, we wouldn't be sitting here. But anyway, Edie Girolam and Chef Ken Harvey, thank you so much for everything you do in this community. We're grateful. This community is a better one because of the work that both of you do. And I want to have you back on the show again.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com. Early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Ken Harvey and Edie Girolam reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is on The Menu Live. Cheers. We'll see you up at Lowe's.
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.